You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. When you used to call me. Today, Rockwired profiles the band Frank and their latest release, Here Together. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for the band Frank and their brand new release, Here Together. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Scott Parker of Frank regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From their CD, Here Together, here is Frank with Peace Out.
Living on runs, not us.
From their CD Here Together, that was Frank with Peace Out. Visit Frank at their official website, www.frankband.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Scott Parker of Frank regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, Scott, it's a great CD that the band has out now, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
I feel really good about it. It's the product of a significant period of work, and the band has gone through a bunch of changes over the years, and I think we finally have the perfect combination, and this record starts to reflect that.
And when you say a significant period of work, how long did it take to get everything together for this CD?
Well, I mean, some of the songs on the CD are as old as 6 years old, but others are much newer. But this group of people, myself, Billy on bass, Seth on the keys, and Christian on the drums, have only been playing together consistently for about 2 years. And so, ironically, while the band is, 10 years old, it feels like it's a brand new band, and the record, I think, reflects that.
I see. And you also just brought up, some lineup changes. Who's all new in the band?
I mean, in terms of recordings, we did two records where it was myself, Billy, and Ray Crespo on drums, backing vocals, and some lead vocals at times as well. Ray left the band in 2006 or 7. We had an interim drummer for a little bit, and then we finally settled with Christian. And during that time, I was writing material the whole time. Seth joined during that period as well, and it changed the sound of the band. The whole everybody was sort of growing up. One of the cool things about the record is that it kind of reflects where all of us are at individually and how we've become a band, Not to be too conceptual about it, but there's certain themes through the record that I think we all feel and agree with.
Have there been any reactions to the CD that have surprised you at all?
Not as of yet. I mean, very few people have heard it. There's been some nice reviews. But it's not out yet, so we haven't heard a lot other than that. I mean, people have heard the songs live and like the song, but the record is not out there just yet.
I see. And talk about the genesis of this band. How did it all get started?
It started about 10 years ago, a little more than that actually, when I started it with Ray Crespo, and Billy was the first bass player, or one of the first bass players we auditioned, and just started writing songs in Dumbo, Brooklyn.
And talk about the other members of the band and what it is you think each of them brings to the table that makes this thing work.
I think Christian is a fantastic drummer and also very much a musician, which is something that really helps us. Having a drummer who... There's some drummers who are really good at drumming, and there are others who can do that and also have a real feel for a song, things of that nature. And Christian definitely brings that to the band. Seth on the keyboards provides a tremendous amount of texture to the music that we didn't have before on the first couple records when there was no keyboards. He's got a great musical mind. And Billy is, Billy's the rock of the band. On the bass, and I do whatever I do to help.
And talk about how music got started for you as an individual.
I've been playing music since third or fourth grade or something like that, and I started playing guitar around the fifth grade, started writing my own songs around the seventh grade, and I've never not done that since. I've always been writing songs. I guess I got my first band when I was 12, and I've always been in band since. Just the way of life for me.
And what sort of artists inspired you?
A very eclectic mix, I would say.
Okay.
Me personally, at least. My favorite band is The Replacements. Love The Clash, but then I also love Funkadelic. Particularly the Eddie Hazel recordings. James Brown, Freddie King, all kinds of stuff. We all have, everybody in the band has eclectic influences, but we all have, I think, certain things that the others don't. And so we all sort of feed off of each other and expand each other's musical palette.
And explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process within this band. How do you guys go about it?
Well, you know, it's it varies quite a bit. I'm actually calling you from the midst of the songwriting process.
Oh, wow.
I just got over in my studio, and I'm working on a new song that I've been wrestling with for a while. But, you know, a lot of the time, I'll come up with something and bring it in, and the other guys will help out with it. Or other times, one of our most recent songs, you know, we record everything in the studio, and when we do a lot of improvisation in the studio, and we'll go back and listen to it, and if there's something that attaches one of us, we'll put that in the song.
Visit Frank at their official website, www.frankband.com. From their CD Here Together, here is Frank once again with Shine. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is proud to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Nake Nulawaun, and their new release, The Definition. Armed with a potent mixture of beats and rhymes, Nake Nulawaun issues funkified jams such as Doubt, No Rest for Them Boys, and Airborne with Honesty and Conviction. Without a doubt, this is one hip-hop act that is ready at all times for anything. The Definition by Nake Nulawaun, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at Facebook or ReverbNation.com. Trying to grind a diamond in the rough ain't enough, trying to shine. I'm just trying to make a living, I'm just trying to survive. A 9-to-5 ain't enough if the music is live. I just want to... With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Rebel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Rebel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
You're just a bad...
The Razorblade Diaries from Rebel 9. Visit the band at www.rebel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the band Frank and their brand new release, Here Together. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Scott Parker of Frank regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
What songs off of this new album resonate for you the most personally, and why?
Well, I think it changes for all of us. You know, different songs speak to you at different times. You know, right now I'd say Shine is a song I've been really, really digging on. Old is a song we played last week that sounded really good. There's a song on called Home on there that I wrote many, many years ago. And on the record, I recorded it at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning here at our studio in Brooklyn. It's just acoustic guitar and vocals, and Seth provided a little keyboard work afterwards. But that song really resonates for me because it's just, you know, very location-specific, I guess. It's all done in, you know, 2 hours.
And in live performances, what songs do live audiences react to the most?
Of the new stuff on the record, I would say there's a song called Fade Out that I really like, and that one always goes really well when we play it live. Kind of a rocker. Peace Out, the opening track on the record, is a good track to play live. What else? Oh, Cracks, which is probably the loudest and most angular song on the record, is always fun to play live.
And since the band's formation up until now, what's been the biggest surprise for you? What's happened that you didn't expect?
Oh, by far, it's all kind of reflected in this record, for starters. And, you know, it's going to be another record. We've already got another record written, and we're going to probably start recording early next year. But the thing that's most surprising to me is that after being in a band for 10 years and, you know, many bands before that, after all this time, to be in an ideal musical circumstance where, you know, I feel like I feel like this is kind of a brand new band, and it's really exciting to be able to express yourself musically and have fun with three other guys who are good at it and really into it.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
Well, I hope that, you know, we always say that we hope that there are other people out there. You know, the whole thing with our band is we just want people to hear the music. And we hope that there are people out there who have the same, you know, musical sensibilities of us, as we do, rather, and we hope that they get to hear it.
Visit Frank at their official website, www.frankband.com. From their CD Here Together, here is Frank once more with Fade Out.
Song and it's all new to me. I'm making
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Scott Parker of Frank and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Now the hard times are behind us, but let's not be afraid.